You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Next hour, we look back at 1992, the Rodney King beating, the video which was seen around the world, the criminal trials of the officers involved, the first one ending in acquittal, what happened afterwards on the streets of Los Angeles, and the conversations that followed, as well as reforms. What actually happened in 92? How are things the same or different these 28 years later? That's coming up next hour on KPCC. But first, we update you on the latest on COVID-19 with Dr. Dean Blumberg, UC Davis Children's Hospital, Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases and Professor of Medicine. Dr. Blumberg, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. So we're seeing many more businesses opening in California, other states, many of which actually went first in the reopening process. We are seeing 21 states at last count, I found, with increases in COVID-19 cases. I understand there's complexity as to testing availability and, you know, how much that's an issue. Perhaps hospitalizations are a better measure. But as you look at the country after reopening, what's your assessment of where we're at?
I don't think there's any question that there's been an increase in some states and some counties with the reopening. It's likely related to the reopening and increased mobility within these certain areas.
And are you concerned that there is so much movement of people now and so many people not exercising physical distance or masking that we're going to see spikes that could overwhelm hospitals?
That may happen. And so what I'd really like to see is for the opening and the decrease in social distancing measures that are occurring in the state and in counties, I'd like to see that done in a measured fashion so that we can keep ahead of the cases that occur. So if there is a surge, we may consider dialing back some of the social distancing measures.
The director of public health for Orange County resigned because of controversy over her order that people wear face coverings when they go into businesses and when they're going to be in close proximity to other individuals. She had tremendous criticism that was leveled out by some people in the community and ended up resigning. Your thoughts about that and whether her advice was sound advice or not?
Yeah, I just think that's a tragedy. I mean, the public health officials in California have done a wonderful job, an excellent job. We've all been trying to keep the public safe and healthy, and we've really had, it's a new infection, a new virus, and we're learning about it, so we don't have all the information that we want. And yet we're interpreting that information and the data as best as possible for the public good. And for people to criticize her when she's making science and evidence-based recommendations is a real tragedy. These public health officials are working overtime all the time to keep the public healthy.
We're talking with Dr. Dean Blumberg, UC Davis Children's Hospital. At what point are we going to be able to look back and to do a critical assessment of the large-scale lockdown that we employed to fight COVID-19 to determine whether it was necessary to do so much, what the cost-benefit of that is? How long is it going to take to really look back and effectively review that?
I think we need to not be in the midst of it. And so that's really going to only happen when we have a safe and effective vaccine that's available and that it's under control. But at this point, I think we can take a look at it and say that it's possible that our initial recommendations of social distancing might have been too severe because at that time in March and April, as we were preparing for surges of patients, many hospitals actually had capacity and census below historical averages. And for surges that never happened, they were ready for that to happen. Now, that's a good thing that we didn't have a catastrophe, but you know, we could have fine-tuned that a little bit. So I think we can start looking at some of those decisions now.
We have had some public health, or I should say not public health, but epidemiological experts who are making the argument that it's time to fully reopen now, that because the asymptomatic exposure does not seem to be as big as the initial concern was. The modeling for COVID-19 has not been as disastrous as had earlier been feared, with some exceptions where New York City was overrun with cases. Their argument is it's time really for us to open up, and that we overestimated the harm of COVID-19, the reach of COVID-19. Your response to that?
I think the best estimates about asymptomatic transmission is that somewhere between 12 and 16% of cases of COVID-19 are due to asymptomatic transmission. So that's not a trivial amount. I think it's significant. So although screening on the basis of symptoms is important, people will be infectious pre-symptomatic the day before they become ill. And so I think it's still important to keep some of these social distancing rules in place. And remember that although most people do recover when they get infected, you know, there are people who are at increased risk for complications. And we've seen that about a third of the deaths that have occurred in the U.S. have been in nursing homes. So if you get one case in a nursing home, it can go through that community like wildfire. So they're very, very vulnerable.
Do you think that we've figured out approaches to protect those living in skilled nursing centers and assisted living centers so that there can be more highly targeted approaches to containing the virus?
Yes, I think there's a lot of excellent attention being paid to keeping the virus out of those shared living facilities. But the problem is that these asymptomatic workers within the community can serve to infect the residents of these communities, so that if you have increased transmission community-wide, then the worker that goes into the skilled nursing facility can infect the residents there. And that's the problem, and they can do that even if they're completely asymptomatic.
Thank you, Dr. Blumberg. As always, we sure appreciate your being with us on Air Talk, and stay well, please.
Yes, you too.
Appreciate it. UC Davis Children's Hospital Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases and Professor of Medicine, Dr. Dean Blumberg, part of our daily check-in on the latest on COVID-19. This is Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC, kpecc.org, the KPECC app. And that's not all. Smart speakers everywhere. All you need to do is tell your smart speaker, whether it's powered by Amazon or by Google or anybody else, tell it to play KPECC, and you're there for listening in your home. Coming up in our second hour, we take a look at then and now, 1992-2020, the state of policing and community relationships in the City of Angels. Tell you about it in a moment.